Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really plunging into the world of global payments, how it's changing. I mean, think about it. Right now, we lean so heavily on systems like Swift, Visa, MasterCard, PayPal.
Centralized players.
Absolutely. They're the backbone, for sure.
But they come with baggage, right? Often pretty expensive. You hear figures like 3-7% transaction fees.
Yeah, those costs add up quickly.
And slow. Settlement taking days, maybe 2, maybe 5. Plus, they're often, well, opaque. You don't always see the full picture.
And that dependence creates risk, too.
Yeah.
Especially now, in this more fragmented, multipolar world, businesses are feeling that strategic vulnerability.
A real pain point, trying to pay suppliers overseas, facing delays, unexpected costs.
Definitely.
But you mentioned something shifting. What's the big signal that things are changing fundamentally here?
I think the clearest signal is stablecoins. It's quite remarkable, actually. In 2024, their transaction volume overtook MasterCard's.
Wow, overtook MasterCard. Yeah. And it's crucial to understand how they differ from, say, Bitcoin. Stablecoins aren't about volatility. They are digital tokens, but they're pegged, usually one-to-one, to stable fiat currencies. Think U.S. dollars, euros.
Okay, so they have the crypto benefits.
Exactly. Speed, transparency, programmability from the blockchain. But crucially, without that price instability.
Which makes them suitable for actual payments.
Precisely. Ideal for everyday transactions, treasury management, B2B payments, anywhere you need predictability.
Okay, that makes sense. So how does this company, Fiatr.ai, fit into this picture? You mentioned an end-to-end approach.
Right. Fiatr.ai is aiming to build, well, a complete ecosystem for stablecoin payments. It's not just about processing the payment itself. It includes smooth on-ramping.
So converting regular money, like dollars or euros, into stablecoins.
Yes, seamlessly. And just as important, the off-ramping, converting the stablecoins back into fiat when needed.
Got it. So it bridges the old world and the new digital one. Makes it easy for users.
That's the goal. Remove the friction.
So it sounds like it's aiming to be much more than just a simple payment channel. What's the bigger picture? Advanced applications.
Absolutely. The vision goes way beyond just sending money. Their roadmap includes some quite sophisticated uses, particularly for corporate treasury and cash management.
Interesting. Can you give some examples?
Sure. Think about supplier payments, especially into emerging markets where local currencies might be unstable. Using stablecoins can drastically cut down foreign exchange risk.
Okay, that's a big one.
Definitely. Then there's intercompany payments. Large global companies moving funds between subsidiaries for services, license fees, that sort of thing. Stablecoins allow real-time settlement for all that, 24/7.
Streamlining internal finances. What else?
Another fascinating area is tokenized supply chain finance. Imagine linking payments directly to events in the physical supply chain.
Like payment automatically triggers when goods arrive.
Exactly. Triggered by smart contracts, basically. Automated agreements running on the blockchain. Very efficient.
And the fourth?
Intraday liquidity management, managing those short-term, same-day cash needs across global operations. Stablecoins offer that flexibility around the clock, which traditional banking often struggles with.
That's a huge leap in efficiency. Now, you hear AI first thrown around a lot. How does AI actually play a role in making Fiatr.ai work, especially making it lean?
AI is really fundamental to their whole operational strategy. It's not an add-on. They're using AI platforms like Yellow.ai to automate a huge chunk of the administrative work and, critically, compliance tasks.
Compliance is key in finance.
Absolutely. And automating it helps reduce operational costs massively, maybe up to 60%. This allows them to plan for a surprisingly small core team, perhaps around 20 people in the first couple of years, while still being built to scale efficiently. It's about using AI for smart, lean growth.
A lean team for such a big job.
Yeah.
That relies heavily on the tech then, but also on the location, I imagine. Why Abu Dhabi? Seems like a very specific strategic choice.
It really is. Abu Dhabi offers a kind of unique combination of factors. First, the regulatory environment. The ADGM, the Abu Dhabi Global Market, has put in place some really progressive, clear frameworks for digital assets. That gives businesses certainty, attracts investment.
Okay, clear rules are important.
Hugely. Second, there's geopolitical neutrality. In a world wary of relying solely on U.S. or Chinese financial plumbing, Abu Dhabi offers a trusted, independent alternative. That's vital for global trade-seeking, well, sovereignty.
Independence, yeah. Yep. That resonates with the problems we discussed earlier.
Exactly. And third, it's becoming a major AI hub. The whole UAE is pushing to be AI first. You've got MBZU AI there, the world's first dedicated AI university.
So talent innovation.
Right. A strong ecosystem for what they're building.
And speaking of building, who's actually doing it? The team must be critical for something this ambitious.
No question. The founding team isn't new to this. They bring collectively over 100 years of hands-on experience. Banking, crypto, AI, they've been in the trenches. They've actually done regulated crypto projects before successfully.
Practical experience, not just theory.
Precisely. And crucially, they already have strong connections on the ground with ADIO, the investment office, with ADGM, the regulator, other authorities, and even with MBZU AI, the AI university.
So they can navigate the system, build the right partnerships.
That's the idea. They understand the landscape and how to assemble a top-tier team to execute.
So putting it all together, Theater.ai seems to be positioning itself as this geopolitically neutral, strategically vital alternative for global payments, using stablecoins for efficiency, AI for leanness.
That sums it up well.
And as we see more geopolitical shifts, more fragmentation, maybe the need for this kind of independent payment infrastructure isn't just a niche business idea anymore. Maybe it's becoming fundamental, a redefinition of financial independence. So the thought to leave you with is, how does this shift towards independent, digital, AI-driven payment rails change how you think about the future of money, global trade, and maybe even financial sovereignty?